Randy is with the City of Lansing. Randy, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Doing well. How about you?
All right. I am going to start a business card printing business because I know if I put your job responsibilities on there and I got paid by the letter, I'd make a fortune.
Well, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to squeeze the job titles onto one card, and I think we'll figure it out one way or another.
All right. So tell me exactly what are you responsible for?
Well, I've been promoted to the position of executive assistant, and I'm also continuing my responsibilities as the mayor's deputy chief of staff and communications director. Jerry Ambrose, our former executive assistant, will continue as chief of staff and finance director. So Jerry was working three jobs for the last 5.5 years or so, and I'm going to pick up one of those for him, and that the responsibilities of the executive assistant will shift over to my portfolio. So the biggest change is taking over the day-to-day management of the administration's relationship and interactions with the city council, attending their Monday night meetings, responding to the requests for information, tracking city business matters and legislative initiatives as they move through the process. It'll also involve an increased role in supervising and coordinating the activities of our department directors, and it anticipates an increased role in developing the city budget. And those things are all in addition to my existing responsibilities as Deputy Chief of Staff and Communications Director.
Now, from what I understand, you did get a bump in pay, but some of that you'll just be not taking that?
Yep. Well, the mayor's cabinet has participated fully in the furlough days that other city employees have had to take, as well as sacrifices and accommodations in the areas of health care and retirement, that sort of thing. The pay range is consistent with the salary range for members of the mayor's cabinet. With my new responsibilities and my experience, and the mayor felt it was appropriate given those factors.
Randy, just from the communications aspect of your job, anything you want to pass along regarding, I know the shelter has been opened up at Everett High School and that people who are facing flooding challenges can call the non-emergency lines of the police and fire departments for the city of Lansing, but is there anything you want to pass in regards to that?
You bet. We got an extraordinary amount of rain in a short period of time last night, so we really urge people to be very cautious today as they're traveling about the city. If you see standing water, don't drive into it because you don't know what's underneath it. Watch for things like downed power lines. Be very careful in your own home if there's any flooding. And we stand ready to our emergency services and all of our resources stand ready to assist citizens who may need our help. So people shouldn't hesitate to reach out and to exercise, again, a lot of caution in moving around the city because the flood levels may continue to rise through the day as the water pours in from the rivers around here.
Ingham County Board of Commissioners member Vince Dragonetti was on the program yesterday talking about a contract that was sent over to the commissioners. They weren't really aware of it or ready for it when it hit, but basically it is an agreement that will have the county take over the maintenance of many of the city of Lansing's parks. The city of Lansing, I guess, would pay somewhere in the area of $250,000 for this service that would last more than a year. Is that information accurate or inaccurate?
It's largely accurate. It's a great example, another example of regional cooperation between the city of Lansing and Ingham County. And it's really an extension of our current agreements with the county to maintain the river trail, the dog park, facilities that are in the vicinity of the county's Hawk Island. It's another example of us trying to cooperate and reduce costs across the board. And the county would take over. It's still a work in progress. It hasn't been finalized yet, which is why the Board of Commissioners and the Lansing City Council will be taking a look at it. But the county would take over maintaining the river trail, parks along the river trail, and those small parks, what we might call pocket parks in the city that are under 5 acres. Years ago we forged a landmark agreement with the county to take over Potter Park Zoo. We're working together on the new 911, consolidated 911 dispatch center. It's another example of the kinds of regional cooperation that we're looking for in these challenging economic times. We have to find new ways to do things. to get the most bang for the buck for our taxpayers.
Randy Hannon is with the mayor's office, the city of Lansing, on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Well, Randy, is that $250,000 number, is that accurate about how much it's gonna you're going to pay the county to take care of these services?
You know, I haven't seen the bottom line on that yet. I don't know if that's a movable target depending on the scope of the work that's approved, if it's finally approved by both the county and the city. Maybe we should have our parks director, Brett Kaczynski, come on your show and chat more about it in detail. He's the nuts and bolts guy who's handling that negotiation with the county. But if that's what Mr. Dragonetti said, I'll bet it's pretty close to the mark.
All right. Well, why not just have the city take care of this? Do you expect to save a lot of money having the county take over these responsibilities?
Well, if it's a savings, then that's beneficial to us. I presume that there's some savings involved there on our side of it. And you know, it's, an example of a regional cooperation that makes sense to us, and we're hoping it makes sense to the county. While we're all trying to deploy our resources, you know, we've had to scale back considerably on the number of employees that we have, given the budget times over the last 5 years or so. So I presume that there are some savings there that we'll realize from the city's standpoint. And so it's you know, it's a mutually beneficial arrangement that we're looking to try and conclude. And we're hoping it works out.
All right. Finally, Randy, before I let you go, just being in the arena around the media, I had a lot of people talking about how they haven't seen or heard much from the mayor. A couple of those folks complained because they've had a hard time getting the mayor to come on their prospective entities for interviews. And the word is out that the mayor just speaks to national issues now. Give your response to that.
Oh, that's not the case that he speaks to national issues. He's taken a little bit of time this summer to spend some quality time with his wife and his kids, and you know, we all take a little break every now and then. I just got back from taking 10 days off to you know, reorient and decompress a little bit. So he's easing back just a little bit, but he's still fully in the driver's seat. And you know, media inquiries that come in that request his appearance, we take them based on his availability. And, yep, he has been doing some national media. He continues to do that. To advocate for workers and for manufacturing, and to really highlight the great things that are going on here in the city of Lansing.
All right, Randy, before I let you go, what's at the top of your agenda for the next week or so? Are there some new hot items that you're going to be working on that you could tell us about?
Well, we'd really like to get this plan to redevelop the Red Cedar Golf Course and to complete the environmental project out there to clean up the stormwater before it goes in the river. And we're going to be taking another run at City Council here on that issue to try and get the Red Cedar, a small portion of the Red Cedar property, put on the November ballot so that the voters of Lansing can decide whether they like this idea of redeveloping that park into a facility that appeals to more people and are addressing the environmental issues there. And that's kind of top of the ticket here for the next little while.
And speaking of golf, are you any nearer to finding someone to take over running the Grosbeck Golf Course?
That process is moving forward. There's a group, an internal review group, that's looking at the RFPs that we received on that. They're continuing to analyze those and see if one of them is going to prove to be a good deal for us. So I expect we'll have something to say about that fairly shortly.
All right. Randy Hannon is with the mayor's office in the Menagerie of Capacities, 846. Thanks so much, Randy. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good day.